we have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Fear itself. Fear itself. Fear itself. Well, they will not be judged by the color of the man.
To fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air, we shall never surrender.
Hi, prepper brothers and sisters, you arrived at the bunker. Grab a cup of joe, a stout tea, or maybe your favorite adult beverage. This is the prepper's place for open discussion on whatever the hell we want, brought to you whatever the hell way we want. This is the new format of the OPS Bunker, a prepper survivalist show. So sit down, kick back, post up, relax, and welcome to the bunker. Preppers, survivalists, off-gridders, homesteaders, and the like. Welcome to the Ops Bunker, a podcast for preppers. Leave a voicemail to get on the show, speakpipe.com/TOPS. Email us at shtf@topsbunker.com. I want to thank you guys for joining us. If you're new to the show, welcome to the bunker. If you enjoy listening to this show, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. Those 5-star reviews and downloads get calculated and help decide the order in which podcasts appear in the search list. Good or bad, of course, good is better. 5 stars is best. Your feedback is much appreciated. We got a great show for you tonight. As y'all know, we're launching our new YouTube channel this month, March 2024. It's not a channel for this podcast. It's our channel that chronicles our day-to-day operations on the homestead. And as most of you know, the homestead is also an apiary and a small farm in the making. The business name for the homestead is Honeycomb Holler Apiary and Farm. And so it only made sense to name the YouTube channel the same, right? So the channel is called Honeycomb Holler. And we sure would appreciate it if you guys would all help support us by subscribing to our channel. As well, remember to hit the thumbs up button to like each video that you watch. I know how hard it is to remember to do this one little tiny step when you're watching YouTube videos. I know, I get it. I rarely do, and I always find myself going back and clicking on the video and then liking it just to make sure I do it. Because I feel bad because I liked the video and I watched it, so I might as well press the like button, right? You know, but I can't stress this anymore to you guys. We need as many subscribers to the channel as humanly possible. And the videos need to get likes to get them into the rotation that YouTube, you know, sets up. So it's super, super important if you guys want to help support us in getting this new channel up and running. You know how much we would appreciate the help. You guys know us. And of course, it's free. It's YouTube, right? So yeah, get up on YouTube. Check out Honeycomb Holler. It's going to be launching this month. Probably this week as you're listening to this this podcast. So look out for that. I'm still learning how to do all the videos and how to, you know, create them and, you know, do the clickbait, you know, pictures and all that sort of stuff. I'm still learning how to do all that. So yeah, that's coming. So on Saturday night, I fired up the old burn barrel here at the homestead. And while I was doing that, it was real cold and I was bundled up and had a lot of stuff to burn and just had to get done, right? And while I was doing that, I decided to go ahead and make a video to introduce the new YouTube channel to all of the YouTube viewers out there who may find us, right? You get it. It's like a first video, basically. Tells us, you know, who we are and all that kind of stuff. But at some point, I went off the rails. And I told a story of a very scary incident that happened here on the homestead this past week. And I want to share that with you guys tonight. So I'm going to play the audio from that video for you guys. So this may sound a little different from what you're used to hearing on the podcast, right? Because it's not me sitting in front of a microphone. It's me sitting in front of a camera outside, you know, filming. So it's going to sound a little bit different. So if you guys are ready, comfortable, sitting down, ready to get into this story, let's go ahead and do this.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Military-industrial complex.
And we as a people will get to the promised land.
We will make America strong again, proud again, safe again. We will make America great again.
Leave a voicemail to get on the show, speakpipe.com/TOPS. Email us at shtf@topsbunker.com. Okay, so let me set the stage for you guys. And you'll be able to see this on YouTube eventually. And maybe even I'm going to throw it into the one of the member sections as like a small clip over at Patreon. But let me set the scene for you. So I got the burn barrel going. It's nighttime. It's about 41 degrees out. It's pretty cold. And I am sitting in an old swivel desk chair that's kind of right out in front of the shop. And I got the shop lights on and I got the camera. Actually, I think I used my phone for this. But I got the camera, phone, whatever set up. And I just decided to go ahead and just record a welcome sort of introduction video. And that's what's going on. So here it goes.
Yeah. So filming is a whole nother thing. That's new to me. I think on videos I've talked about this, but in the podcast, but in order to make a video, there's a couple things you've got to know. First of all, keeping your eye right there. By doing this, by keeping my eye right there at the camera lens, I am talking directly to you. But see, I'm not that kind of person. I'm just not. I'm the kind of person that looks around. I talk with my hands. I'm always moving, and I can't get that. Maybe it'll come with practice. I don't know, but they all say, even Les Stroud said, one of the most important things that he's ever learned was this. How y'all doing? You see me? I see you. It's looking directly at the folks that are looking at you. That is difficult for me. Looking at the camera constantly, man, it's really hard for me to do that. I know I'm supposed to. I understand it, but my eyes wander. Even if you know me as a person, if I'm having a conversation with you, I'm never staring right at you. That's just not me. I'm always looking around and glancing back at you and, you know, having a conversation and talking about things. I'm using my hands. I'm always looking left and right and up and down. And it's just what I do. That's how I am. So it's difficult for me to sit here and talk and show you stuff while I'm staring at the camera lens. For instance, I was shooting today with one of my rifles. I got it right here. And this is it right here. It's fun. Fun gun. Shooting it today. Just shooting regular old 223. That's it. 223. Nice, cheap rounds. And, you know, it's fun. But how can I show you this while doing this the whole time? Check this out. This is my gun. It's so much fun. I'm looking at the camera. I'm doing all this stuff. I can't do that. It's not me. I just have a hard time with it. I'd much rather be doing this, you know, or this, that sort of thing. And I joke, obviously. But yeah, that's another thing. And you're wondering why I'm sitting here with my gun. It's because I'll explain that to you in just a second. First of all, I'm always armed. I'm always carrying my Glock. This is my Glock 26, okay, 10 rounds. Always carrying this. It's always on me 24/7. I never go anywhere without it, ever. It is on me 24/7. And even when I'm sleeping, it's not more than an arm's length away from me. at least one of my pistols, but mostly this one. This is my everyday carry, my EDC, because it's small, it's compact. I'm able to hide it, and that's a good thing. So we live way out in the middle of the woods. We've talked about this on the podcast. Way out in the woods, and there's nobody for miles. Our property is, I marked it off this past week. It's a half a mile long by a quarter mile wide. And my nearest neighbor is a mile and a half in that direction. We're all on this sort of end of a dirt road kind of a thing up in the mountains here. And when I say mountains, I say that loosely. They're rolling hills with lots of hollers. Okay, these aren't like, you know, mountains. They're more like mountains, right? And we know each other now. At least we do as much as we can. We don't see them that much, but we do. We have been acquainted with everybody here. And then off to this side of the property, there's 8,000 acres of conservation land, many of which. There's many conservation lands in the Missouri. This is one of them. Now, so you're asking why do I carry my firearm? Why do I have this rifle sitting out here? Well, because I was actually shooting it today before the sun went down. It's funny because I actually shot a few holes in the bottom of that can right there with my 9mm because the fire is going out, and I realized the trash, that's my trash can. The trash were getting so high, I couldn't get any air. So I started blowing holes in the butt. You can see the bottom holes there. That's from my 9. Two days ago, first of all, Rhonda's in Texas. And she's there for a couple of weeks. And I'm here by myself with the dogs and the hens. And 2 days ago, I'm in the shower. I get out of the shower. It's late in the afternoon, somewhere around 4:30-ish, or about that time. And I was filthy from working outside, and I was cold, too. So I took a shower, and I was getting out of the shower, and I heard my phone chime go off. It's a very specific chime that tells me that my camera on the front of the house has detected movement. Now, this time of day is actually the exact time of day where UPS and FedEx and delivery people, that's usually when they show up, is right around that time. I'm at the end of their schedule. So I figured it was them. It usually is them. And didn't think much of it. I didn't even look at my phone. Yeah, I heard it. I heard it on my phone in the other room. Okay. And I thought, oh, it's UPS or FedEx is here. No big deal. If it was one of my neighbors, I would have heard them knock on the door. They would have, or called me, right? So it's no big deal. And I went on. I forgot about it. Now, some big storms came in that evening. Really big storms. And I was like, oh, damn, I got that package outside that UPS dropped off sitting out in the rain right now. So what do? Well, I go out and I check it. But there's no package. I'm thinking, okay, now I know they came. I heard the chime on my phone. So I know, I'm pretty sure they came. So I went directly to my phone and checked it out, and what I found was very disturbing. I didn't find a UPS guy. Didn't find a FedEx guy. What I found was very, very disturbing. There was a guy and a dog. I'm not going to tell you what the guy looked like. To me, came across as a tweaker. A lot of you know what that means when I say tweaker. Those of you who don't, look it up. The way that he was moving and about. And I got cameras all around the property, and only the front yard picked up this guy. So I see him come over, goes over by my truck. My truck is unlocked, by the way. It's not going to be unlocked from now on. But my truck is unlocked. I've got money in it. I've got ammo in it. I've got knives. All kind of, I got my, one of my bug out bags is out there, right? So I don't know if you can see it, but yeah, it's right over there. Truck's unlocked. House is locked. Always keep the house locked. I know you live out in the country. You shouldn't have to keep your house locked. But this is why we do it. And this is why we carry guns. So I see the guy come around by my truck, and then he goes to the front of the truck. he's peeking in. Then he goes to the front of the truck, and at that point, the camera can no longer pick him up. So he's off camera. And another video pops up because it, you know, it it records when there's movement and when there's no movement, right? That's when it goes off. So 23 seconds later, he comes. Oh, yeah. And he was carrying a jacket. He had a T-shirt on, jeans, and he was carrying a jacket. And when he came back to the next video, when he came back onto the camera, right at the front of the truck, heading towards the, going down the driveway from the house, he is now carrying his jacket wrapped around something, holding it under his arm, swinging his arms back and forth, looking like this and doing all this stuff. And like he's on the street in Kansas City. He's not on the street in Kansas City. He's out in the country. He's in the woods. He's at my house. He's deep on my property trespassing. Deep in with a dog. And now he has taken something. Now, I don't know what that something is. I searched everywhere. I can't find it. I'm missing anything. And it's, nothing got taken from my truck. So he didn't come. He didn't go in there. But a couple things. What bothers me the most here is, first of all, where did this person come from? We don't live in the city. We live miles and miles and miles away from the city. The only thing around here are private homes and private properties, land, lots of land, and the conservation area, which you're not allowed, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to camp in, but I could be wrong about that. Maybe this person was camping. Maybe this person's squatting out there. Maybe this person's out there right now listening to me make this video somewhere in the woods right over here. And I don't know about it. That's why I carry my gun. So needless to say, that's the first thing. Okay. First thing is, where did this person come from? And he's got a dog, which anybody who know who has a pet knows it's not easy to be homeless and have a dog. Now, this is not one of my neighbors for sure. I know this for a fact. Okay. And the sketchy way that, he comes up next to my truck and starts peeking into it, doesn't knock on the door, doesn't ring the doorbell, nothing like that. Dog is quiet. Dog's not barking. Okay. My dogs were with me downstairs, and these people didn't make, this guy did not make any noise. So they didn't even hear him. Okay. Any peep whatsoever, a bang, a hit, a closing of a door, their dog, his dog barking, turning of a doorknob, anything like that, my dogs would have known instantly. They would have warned me. Okay. So A, where did this guy come from? He doesn't live here. I know this for a fact. If he does live here, how stupid could he possibly be to walk up onto a private property, somebody he doesn't know, and start peeking around inside their cars, inside their windows, which I'm assuming is what he did for the 23 seconds he was off camera before he came back on camera. Right? So where did he come from? And just as important, where did he go? Where did this guy go? So I'll show you a clip of the video. Okay. I'm pretty sure that I can download it. And if I can, I'll play it now. So where did he come from? Where did he go? And just as important as those first two questions, is he still here? Is he going to come back? So for the past 2 days, I've been kind of on edge, you know, because let's put this into perspective, okay? I carry firearms. I believe in my right to protect myself, my loved ones, my pets, my family, who are my family, my property. And even though the state says it is 100% my right to do so with any force I deem necessary, that being lethal, I still feel that it is my right. That person, that person is very, very, very lucky. That person should have went straight down to the store that day and bought themselves a lottery ticket. Because let's go through this for a second now. Let's say I was next to my phone and not in the shower. Let's say I was dressed, meaning I am now fully dressed and I would have my firearm on me. I also have my rifles loaded and ready to go. At the ready, always. And my shotguns. Everything's ready to go. Always. Let's say I'm next to my phone and that thing dings off and I look on my phone and I see that guy peeping around the front of the house. I know this is not one of my neighbors and now I am sure that I have an intruder. What happens next? Well, I'm going to tell you what happens next. I'm going to grab my rifle that's fully loaded and ready to go, sitting right there next to me. Okay? I've got them all over the house in places. Okay? I am never not armed at all, ever. And I carry my pistol on me at all times. So what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? Think about this for just a second. Y'all need to think about this for just a second, because I have been thinking about this a lot for the past 2 days. There's a very good chance that because I was in the shower and assumed it was UPS that was setting off my alarm and my camera, I'm going to assume that there is now not a dead person in my house, on my property. What would have happened? You think about this for a second. I come out of the house, hypothetically, I come out of the house, loaded to bear, okay, ready to defend, confronted by a man and a dog. Is the dog friendly? Does the dog attack me? Does the dog get scared and lunge at me? There's a scenario right there. What do I do? It's my property. I have the right to protect myself. Do I shoot the dog? I don't want to shoot the dog. That's probably what's going to happen though, right? Is the guy going to lunge at me? Is the guy going to, oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong address, whatever. What do I do then? Do I call the police? Do I hold him at gunpoint? Do I force him onto the ground and put zip ties on him? What's the dog going to do if I did that? What if he did come at me? What if he came at me slowly? I told him to stop and he wouldn't stop. He gets shot. That's just what happens. I don't want that to happen, but that's what would have happened. So I think he's very lucky that I was not near my phone. Very, very lucky. And I sure hope he don't come back. I really do. I don't want to shoot a dog. Okay? I really don't want to shoot a person either, but I really don't want to shoot a dog. Because that dog doesn't have anything to do with any of that. We don't know what's going on. You're just following this dumbass who's walking around on private properties, peeking inside people's windows. Could be out here right now listening to me. It's a situation. It is. It's a situation I don't like. Nobody should like it. If you're the kind of person that, you know, hopes for something like this to happen. Change your thinking. Change your way of thinking. Because, you know, let's say that this did happen. Okay, let's say that I did recognize it. I did come outside. I am carrying my firearm or firearms. I will immediately walk out in a defensive manner at the ready. Okay, probably low ready. And one of two things are going to happen. This person is going to provoke me to defend myself with deadly force, okay? Or is going to submit and allow me to call the police and have them come get them. Now, the police are going to take forever to get here, okay? The sheriff is very far away. I could imagine 30 minutes, probably 40 minutes before anybody even showed up. So, what do I do? Do I escort the person off the property? I don't think so. I know I wouldn't do that. If I did that, I would be sending this person to my neighbor's properties. And I can't do that. So, first of all, what I did do is I kitted up completely. And I was armed like you wouldn't believe. And took my big dog, Ozzy. And it was storming. It was just thunderstorms and hail. It was really, really bad. And Ozzy and I jumped in my truck. I was 100% fully ready. I had flashlights, first aid kits, which I always keep in my truck anyway. Rifle with three mags ready to go. I know this is totally overkill, okay? But I was on a hunt. There was an intruder at my house. This is not a joke. This is what happened. And it's not like where I used to live, where this person could be an intruder on my back porch, my patio, or at my front door, and then they go away, and now they're in the city. No. We're in the woods. Where did this person go? I have to assume that this person is still here someplace, because it's storming out, okay, and it was getting really dark and windy and scary when that happened, when he was here. Okay, and even on foot in 3 hours would not have made it out of these woods. I can't imagine him making it out of these woods in 3 hours. It's not possible. It takes me 22 minutes to get out of the woods onto a main road that is paved. Okay, 22 minutes. It takes 35 minutes to get to the nearest town. That's with gas stations and restaurants and Walmart and all that kind of stuff. Between here and there is nothing but woods, private homes, the occasional feed store, that kind of thing, ranches, farms, nothing else. So even on foot, this guy is still here. He's here right now, if you ask me. So Ozzy and I get in the truck, and we drive all over the property, and we shine everything, and get that flashlight going. We stop. We turn off the truck. We sit in the dark, completely in the dark. Rain is coming on, coming off. The wind is howling. It's doing all this stuff. It's scary. It's cold. And we just sit there in the dark and we listen. I'm thinking if this guy is out there and this guy has a dog, then we're going to hear something, right? So we just sit there and 10, 15 minutes, we don't get anything, nothing. And at this point, all the animals have all hunkered down. Deer, everybody, they're all hunkered down because of these storms, right? So we drive off the property. And the first thing I do is I go to my neighbor's house and I check on them. They're fine. And I go down to my other neighbor's house and pull down there, and they got a lot of property out there. There's actually two neighbors down there. One is a mile and a half, one is a mile, and one is a mile and a quarter. Okay. They're both down there at the end. And they got big houses, a giant pond, really, really nice place. And so I drive down there. I get right up into the backyard on the dirt road there, and it's pitch black. These are people that don't live out here all the time. They're weekenders kind of a thing. And shut everything down, got my flashlight out there. Place is pitch black. There's nothing going on. There's no lights. There's no sound except for the storms. And I'm just flashing everything. I got this high-powered flashlight. I think it's 3,500 lumens or something like that. And I'm flashing the woods, I'm flashing the backyards, the pond, all the houses, all the outhouses. I'm doing all that. Nothing. I don't see anything at all. So I drive back, get back up on the road, dirt road. I'm inside the trees, right? So we stop right there. And so you hear, I don't know if you guys can hear that. But that's my neighbor across the street. His house from my house is exactly a mile, and he raises hunting dogs. And I'm pretty sure that's one of his dogs. They start getting riled up at this time of night because he takes them out. He trains them as nighttime hunters. So that's probably what he's doing. He's probably feeding them, or he's getting ready to do all that. So to end the story, we never did find anybody. We never did find the guy or the dog. And Ozzy and I went back to the house. We went in, locked everything up. And I'm going to be honest, I was a little freaked out because I know for a fact that this is now 3 hours. And even on foot, this guy can't be too far. It's in the woods. It's deep in the woods on dirt roads, and it's not easy to walk through. It's winding up and down hills. If you guys saw that other video, the members only video last week, you saw some of that because that's on there. But I know for a fact at this point, 2 days ago, I know for a fact that this guy's still around. I know he's here. I know he's here someplace that night. So yeah, I was a little bit on high alert. I was a little bit freaked out. Kept everybody close with me, the dogs, and we stayed in one room. I made sure all the windows and everything were rigged, okay? This way, if anybody was to open a window or break a window, I would hear something. Ozzy would go attack immediately. My other two dogs would start barking immediately, but Ozzy, the big dog, would absolutely go attack without a shadow of a doubt. So I would have to protect him from a situation like that. So I put up a little barrier in my room so that he couldn't bolt out of the room if that was to happen. I thought of everything. And I know a lot of you are out there saying, well, you're just freaking out, or you're just overkilling this whole thing. Guys, there was an intruder at my house. Probably a tweaker. At my house. In the middle of the woods. Not an easy place to get to. And it's storming out. He didn't get far. He was wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and he had a little jacket. He didn't get far. I know for a fact he didn't get far. So, you know, I know it's been a couple of days now, and I'm starting to lighten up, but that's why the rifle's out. At the end of the day today, after I got done working and all that, Ozzy and I took a ride in the truck around the property. Around the neighborhood, down the block a little bit, around the neighborhood, call it a neighborhood. And I just kept my rifle with me because, you know, I just, a handgun's fine for close personal, close quarters protection, but a rifle's a lot more scarier. And it just felt better to have my rifle with me. And it's my right to have my rifle with me. It's my Second Amendment right to have my rifle with me and to bear arms and protection, right? So that's what I was doing. So yeah, it was a little bit freaky, and I sure hope it doesn't turn into anything. And I'm trying really hard to figure out what my best course of action would be or will be if this was to happen again. I really didn't think this was going to happen. The whole point of moving out into the middle of the woods was so that we didn't have tweakers walking up to my front door and peeking in the windows. I just left that in Kansas City. It's the reason why I left Kansas City. The place was an absolute armpit of exactly that kind of crap. We had people up on our back porch all the time using the outlet to charge their phone, just a place to sleep at night. To get out of the weather. I didn't expect that here in the woods. I really didn't. I will defend myself. I will defend my family. I will defend my pets. And I absolutely will defend my property. I will do that with my weapons. And if you're caught in that situation on the other end of me protecting my stuff, I'm sorry. It's you or me, and it's going to be you that goes down. It's as simple as that. So I really hope that this person has moved on. I hope they're not out there getting in trouble. I hope they're not messing with my neighbors. I have a lot of old people that live around here, and I worry about them like that. So, yeah, it comes down. What we do have, though, we have a lot of shooters. Today is Saturday, and I can hear shooting way off in the distance, but I can hear shooting all over from every direction. I can hear it miles off, but I can definitely tell that everybody's out there exercising their Second Amendment right for sure, just like I was.
My Prepper brothers and sisters, I hope that you enjoyed this true life story from the homestead, and maybe it's got you thinking about what you would have done if you found yourself in a similar situation. It's important to go over these scenarios in your head so that you may be better prepared when and if the time comes. What I can tell you for sure, it's a scary world out there filled with dangerous people that want what you got. Learn to protect yourself at all costs. Stay prepped, stay happy. Thanks for listening, and good night.
I always try to take the long way home. Skip familiar places that I know. I always seem to find the open road. I'm looking for it everywhere I go. Hey, this is life in the badlands, badlands. Forget about the reason, reason. Don't know what you're doing, doing. I try to catch the feeling, feelings. You make me smile. I just stay a while. I, this is life in the badlands. This is life in the badlands. Always making friends along the way. So pack your bags and let's leave for the day. Take your worries, make them go away. Turn the music up and let's escape. Let's escape. This is life in the badlands, badlands. Forget about the reason, reason. Don't know what you're doing, doing. But try to catch the feelings, feelings. You make me smile. This is life in the badlands, badlands. Forget about the reason, reason. Don't know what you're doing.